from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, July 28th. The news desk, 10 stories. Here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top. Taiwan detains NVIDIA employee in China, chip smuggling probe. Taiwanese prosecutors have detained an NVIDIA Corp employee and searched the company's offices as part of a widening probe into the alleged smuggling of AI accelerators into China, according to people familiar with the matter. Next. Second, from Bloomberg Top, China delays film on battle for Taiwan after nationalist debate. China has delayed the release of a war epic celebrating the annexation of Taiwan more than three centuries ago, after sparking heated debate online over two sensitive political issues, cross-strait tensions and Han nationalism. Up next, third, from Rights and Insights, Fair Elections, Alert, July 27th, 2026. Welcome to Fair Elections Alert, your rundown of key attacks against voting rights and independent elections across the country over the past week. It's a way to keep up with what the opponents of democracy are focused on. We'll highlight critical updates you need to be aware of, with a spotlight on the South, the original frontline in the fight for voting rights. Voting is a constitutional right. It is not a lunch special. You have a constitutional right to vote. You don't have a constitutional right to a breadstick or a bowl of pasta. Rep and then. Fourth, from Welcome to Joy's House. Election plots, war crimes, and conspiracy theories. Oh my. Man, the Joy Reid show live. The regime is plotting to steal the midterms, and maybe the Brazil election too. The corporate media is partying with the bad guys. BB is still a war criminal, and AIPAC is hiding its identity to mess with Democratic primaries, and Nolan Wells' case just keeps getting stranger. Next, fifth, from Thetina Michaels, Trump administration asks Supreme Court to revive mail voting order before midterms. The Trump administration asked the Supreme Court on Monday to clear the way for President Donald Trump's executive order restricting mail-in voting, setting up a major election law fight before the November midterms. The emergency request comes after an appeals court left in place a lower court block on key parts of the order in states that sued. The order would direct federal agencies to help create voter eligibility lists and change rules for mail ballots, including tracking requirements and limits tied to those lists. The administration's argument is procedural as well as substantive. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.